What's up, everybody? Welcome to hour three of Jason and Alexis in the morning. A hearty
hey, girl, hey
to all of you. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson and Mike filling in for Dawn McClain, who rolls on with her National Lampoon's European vacation. She'll be back with us just in time for Project Down and Dirty.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo-hoo! Unless she decides to stay and live with an Irish family.
Yeah, oh, no, no. I can't even fathom that. No, yeah. No.
Okay, just saying. I don't know. I might consider that, you know, nice little Irish family.
So you can live, oh, okay.
Yeah, live in Ireland. Yeah.
That sounds delightful, doesn't it?
It does. You know what else sounds delightful?
Picking New Zealand, I think.
New Zealand?
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
New Zealand would be great.
That's beautiful there.
Yeah. I'd move to England. That's where I would go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds good.
I love the Brits. The real Brits. Not like the fake Brit that I dated, but yeah, real Brit. Anyway, it's time for Am I the Asshat Part 2.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the Asshat?
Scenario 2.
Ooh, this one's a doozy. All right, here we go. Okay, am I the asshat for refusing to babysit my niece and leaving her with a stranger instead?
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, she's a 24-year-old female. She is an aunt to her one-year-old niece, Ava. She says, my sister and brother-in-law live close, and I babysit for them sometimes. They don't pay me, but I'm happy to do it. Friday was their anniversary, and they asked me 3 weeks ago if I could babysit. I provisionally agreed because I had nothing else planned, but they changed because some old college friends told me they were stopping by, and I haven't seen them in nearly 3 years and really wanted to see them. So I texted my sister with 5 days' notice that I could no longer babysit on Friday and that she would need to make other arrangements. She did not respond to the text, but she read it. So I assumed it was okay. On Friday, my sister stopped by my house with Ava. I was confused and asked her why she was there. She told me she was leaving Ava with me as originally planned. I said again I was busy. She replied that family is more important than your silly college friends, and I should step up to my responsibility as an aunt. Before I could protest, she bolted back to the car where my brother-in-law was, and they drove off, leaving Ava with me.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to call her after she left, but she had her phone off and none of my calls went through. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't leave Ava alone because she's one. Hello. But anyway, okay. But I also didn't want to cancel my plans. So I called my friend Jade, who lives near. She's great with kids. I called her, explained the situation. I offered to pay her. She said she'd do it for free. I thanked her profusely and dropped Ava off. I texted my sister to say that I left Ava with Jade to pick her up at her house. Here's the address. But also important to note that my sister nor Ava know Jade personally. My sister didn't immediately respond, but after 2 hours, she started spamming my phone. I had turned my phone off and was already out at that point. They picked Ava up later that evening at Jade's house. She was perfectly fine, but they were furious with me at dumping Ava with a stranger. They accused me of endangering my niece. Other family members have sided with them, and now I'm getting angry texts from them. I really don't know what to think. I felt like I acted as best I could given the circumstances. Am I the asshat? 651-641-1071. Jason?
This has so many little crevices.
It does.
I mean, the sister running to her car after hands over the one-year-old and drives away before her sister can react. The baby isn't a hot. It's not the hot potato game. You know what I mean?
No.
Tag, you're it.
Especially at one.
Tag, you're it.
Bye.
I don't think the babysitting sister is the asshat fundamentally. Mm. Like, she made some missteps. But from the start, the sister with the child made some fundamental errors. Hold on, let me. But then you're leaving your niece with a stranger.
Yeah.
And then, so there's that. Oh, God.
This is it's a long road, isn't it?
But it's not a stranger. You know the person. It's not like you just went, you know.
Yeah, here, rando. Take
here,
this kid.
George. Yeah, you do know you do know the person.
Oh, I
how do you feel?
I absolutely think everyone's an asshat here. And the person who wrote this is as well. To send a text, and even though you gave a 5-day notice, which is absolutely enough time, but to just assume that your sister saw it, understood it, and went through with it, I think that's very dangerous. I would have absolutely called and made sure she got it, understood, if she didn't respond at all. Now, granted, that's probably a passive-aggressive move on the sister's part, too, for not responding, if she did, in fact, read it. So that's why they're all asshats. But I just don't think that you can assume by seeing that your sister read the text that it was okay.
Because it shows, she has a setting where it shows when the person reads the text message.
Right.
If you don't understand the vernacular, everyone, that's what we mean. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
We have Ashley, Dean, Quinn, and Rebecca standing by. Ashley, what do you think? Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
There are so many layers to this.
Yes.
So me and my sister, sometimes we do drop-off drive-bys to each other. All the time. The sister let her sister know.
Okay, we can't hear you, Ashley. We got
Sorry,
Ashley. We got to move on. You're breaking
up. Every other word. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Dean. Welcome to the show, Dean. Who's the asshat?
I hope I have a better connection, but I can faintly hear the Jerry Springer people going Jerry in the background. I mean, God, asshats all around. But seriously, who leaves their kid, and then who brings the other kid? I feel bad for the kid the most.
Absolutely, yes.
Terrible.
Dean.
Good
That's
show,
good
guys.
One. Thank you, Dean. Let's go to Quinn on line 3. Quinn, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, everyone is the asshat in this situation. That is a 1-year-old child that they are playing with, the safety of every single person. Mom, sister, auntie, whatever. Where's the dad in this situation? Excuse me. Yeah, everyone's an asshat in this situation.
Yep.
Nobody's getting out of that one scot-free.
He was a driver, the getaway driver.
Everybody was. Tires.
Right? Seriously. Like, who just leaves their 1-year-old child and period? And no.
Quinn.
5 days may not be enough time to get a new babysitter. I get that.
Yeah.
But then you don't leave your 1-year-old, period. You figure it out and communicate better.
Quinn,
I'm with you. My favorite visual that I have in my head, and it's not funny, but it's funny, is the hot potato aspect of this. Of like the mom jumping out of her car, like, here's the baby! And like running away.
Are you that desperate? I mean, I'm a new mom too, Lex. I get it. Like, sometimes you need your sanity, but by God, I would never endanger my child's life like that.
No. And then turn your phone off.
Oh,
and
God.
Then, exactly.
Ugh.
Craziness. Asshats all around.
Thank you, Quinn. Oh. Here's Olivia. Run! Run! You know what it's like, Lex? You know the visual that I have? Oh, God. You're going to tinkle on yourself. You know the visual that I have, and I hope you get this reference. Remember that great IKEA commercial where the woman is running from the car? She's running from the IKEA. She goes, get the car! Get the car! And you don't remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And she's running alongside?
She's running alongside the IKEA?
Yes! That's exactly like that.
Honey, get the car!
Except the baby.
She's running out with items. She goes, get the car! That's the visual I have of that mother. Oh, God, I hope people get that reference. Rebecca.
It's time to celebrate our anniversary.
Rebecca, who's the asshat here? Welcome to the show.
I definitely agree with Quinn. Asshat all around on everyone's behalf. First of all, the sister, the mom, she had 5 days warning.
Mm-hmm.
Still rude of her to drop her off at the person who wrote the asshat house.
Yep.
But also kind of rude of her to just be like, okay, well, yeah, no. I have plans. Take the kid.
Yeah.
someone else. Not my problem. Not my problem right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I've definitely been on that end of it before where it's like, oh, well, we need you for tonight. It's like, I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard to turn it away. But, I mean, when they hot potato pass it to you, it's like, well, crap, what do I do?
I know. Right. Again, that is just what I can't get out of my head. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you. I mean, do you invite your college friends over then at that point and just say, hey, come over to my place instead? Or
I think you kind of have to at that point. I mean, if you want to see me,
you got to come by. We'll go for a walk or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a one-year-old here.
Yeah.
So, guys, can you come by? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Mike, what do you think?
I mean, the kid's won. Turn on the TV and some Cheerios. I think it's set. I'm just kidding. No,
and they just leave to go to the bar.
I completely agree with everyone, but I think there's some much deeper issues going on here. If you're literally just going to shut off the phone mode on your own sister and not responding and not communicating at all, you can't even make a phone call to just say, hey, I see you read this text message, but are you on the same page with me? There's some much deeper issues.
Yeah. There is that too.
It's petty.
I mean, it just seems. But then again, I don't know.
What are you wavering
because I'm
here?
Thinking because I would assume now I don't know if I would end it there, but if I get the read receipt, like for instance, I texted B. Arthur, are you awake? Because I wanted her to call in and make fun of her. I can see when she reads that, so I know when that beast is awake. She can't lie and be like, oh, I slept until Donna and Steve was on. No, you read it at 7:56. My iPhone is showing me.
I see.
So if I'm the sister with the that doesn't have the kid. If I'm the sister and I see that my sister read my text saying that I can't babysit, I'm gonna tell you there's a side of me that agrees with that sister. You saw it, and now you're really being a butthole because you know that I can't do it. See, that's where I'm stuck on.
Well, I'll give the counter just for one sec because I'm thinking about when I get a text message sometimes and you just, you know, scroll up to if there's something else and you don't quite see, but you need something quickly and you just go up and it automatically opens up your messages. You don't quite read it, but it does say that it's read, but then you're thinking, oh, I needed to Google this. So you go back and so it says that it's read, but you don't quite read it or get it. Has that ever happened to you? That's happened to me many times where I'm like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. Okay, I can see that. The likelihood,
I'm not saying
that
happened. Yeah. I'm just saying like that has happened to me before. And that's why I think it's so important to say, hey, did you get my message? Let me call you. Let me send, the donkey over. Anything is better than just assuming like
I got it. Yeah.
I'm off the hook for babysitting.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if she did read it, though. Oh, to me, she's even a bigger butthole because now you read it. You know that I'm not available and you're still going to hot potato your baby to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's where I'm faulting the mother
parents
a little bit more because you're just being belligerent. You are just, you know, your sister can't do this and you're still going to hot potato your baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yes,
fundamentally, they're all buttholes.
Oof, yeah.
Let's take a break. When we come back, the biggest entertainment stories of the day and the Dirt Alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything B. Arthur has hooves. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Dawn. It's time to get you caught up with the big entertainment stories of the day. And speaking of filling in on the Dirt Alert. First up, I knew that this hit the zeitgeist when Lisa LaCourcier brought it up to me at our girls' night last night. She's like, did you hear about Adam Levine? And I go, yeah, girl, we talked about it. Here's the latest, though, everyone. So he admits, so if you don't know, a model, an Instagram model, which is a thing nowadays. Don't get me started on that. But anyway, an Instagram model named Sumner, I like that name, Knots Landing. But anyway, said that she had an affair, like a 1-year affair with Adam Levine. And there were text messages or DMs, not text messages, but DMs to prove it. Well, Adam Levine posted on his Instagram yesterday. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he has denied that he cheated on his wife, Bahati. But he said, quote, "I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and have taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make. I will never make it again. I take full responsibility. We will get through it, and we will get through it together." What do you think, Lex?
Well, yeah, he admits he crossed the line.
Yeah.
I think that these messages came out, but then the Sumner says that they actually did have a physical affair. So what is it?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, he's going to be motivated to just say, look, I crossed the line sending messages. But she's saying that they
met.
There
was more.
And there was more. What was there? Mm-hmm. And also, you know, you feel just like you feel embarrassed. Feel embarrassed for the wife who was pregnant at the time. These messages were going back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a little bit of like, this is so personal, you know, I want to know this, but I guess it's out there. And I would hope that if he did act out physically, that he would own up to that too.
Yeah, and the person that needs
for forgiveness.
Yep. From his wife, forgive the public, from his wife. Yeah, that's who matters. Roseanne is making news. She's announced that she's going to be doing a stand-up special for the Fox News streaming channel, Fox Nation. It's going to air early next year. Fox says, quote, "Roseanne is a comedy icon whose humor connects with the American audience like no other." So she's back. She's back.
Is this a one-time thing or is this more of a ongoing?
She could do an ongoing thing. Mm. Yeah. So it was Bill Maher. I forgot who it was. Had an interesting take on her. It was talking about her mental illness.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there. And so it'll be interesting to see this. Let's move to music news. This makes me very happy. I guess it's going to come out tomorrow. I'm sorry, Friday. Shania Twain.
Yes.
She has a new song, Waking Up Dreaming. It's out Friday. She posted a little tease on TikTok. And it starts with like a young Shania playing guitar. And then, boom, it cuts to her kind of kicking it in high gear on stage. I have a little bit of it, Lex, if you would like to hear it first, or I have the tease, I should say. Here it is, everyone, from Shania's TikTok. We won't stop at the ceiling, so let's keep waking up dreaming. I like it. Even that little bit. I'm going to play it one more time. We won't stop at the ceiling, so let's keep waking up. I love her so much.
So good.
I love her. I've always loved her, and I always will. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That makes me very happy. Friday, the new song comes out.
Yes.
Oh, thank you,
Shania. Get it,
girl. Shania.
Get it.
Please. And keep it coming, Shania. Please don't make this a one-off. We want more music. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
I want to hear her and Harry Styles in a duet.
Yeah.
Because remember, he invited her on stage that one time, mm-hmm. so we know that he's a huge fan.
Let's move to movie and streaming news. Hulu released the first trailer for its new Hellraiser movie.
Oh, I missed that. How do we feel?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
And look, don't misread me, but the new Hellraiser, Pinhead, not as scary. Like, first of all, I believe the character is now non-binary, and if not, appears to be a woman, and I don't know, but she's cool looking. They're cool looking, but not as, to me, in my opinion, just from the trailer, not as frightening as the original Hellraiser.
Okay.
Yeah. I love women, but I don't know if I, and I'm okay saying this, I don't know if I like a woman pinhead.
Oh, okay.
Which is the silliest sentence I could ever say. So, but I'm going to withhold judgment because I love this franchise. I love Clive Barker. I love Hellraiser. It scared me to death when I was a kid.
Yeah, these movies aren't for me, you know, for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Jamie Clayton plays Pinhead. So I'm going to withhold judgment.
Okay.
But my immediate judgment on the trailer, I have my doubts.
Okay.
So we shall see. That's on Hulu, everybody. It drops on Hulu.
Man, Hulu is getting it done.
Well, I know. I know.
We both watched a new show called Reboot. Of course, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but maybe tomorrow. But it's that.
Let's do it next.
Handmaid's Tale, Only Murders in the Building, The Patient. So many great hits right now.
Let's do it next. Okay. Let's do, as Alexa said, Hulu released a new show from the guy that created Modern Family. Are we feeling it? What's it about? We'll tell you all that next.
Thanks for Olivia. Weight Control Centers. Fall is here, and some people have a difficult time, I being one of them, losing weight during fall. You've got the beautiful weather, but you kind of want to curl up on the couch and maybe have some warm, hot food that isn't great for you. Maybe it's not great for your body. Comfort food. That's where my problem lies. But I had help from Olivia Weight Control Centers. I've lost 30 pounds on the program, and I've kept it off for 3 years. So call them today, 855-GO-LIVIA, or go to Olivia.com and say, I heard this from Don McLean, and they will give you a special offer. Tell them what that offer is, Steve.
Oh, that's right, Don. We're so excited to introduce you to Livia's new Flex program. It's Livia's best program that just got even better with more flexibility than ever. If you join right now, you'll receive 8 weeks free. Livia's new Flex program lets you enjoy the foods you love. Fruit, yes. Pasta, yes. Even bread, heck yes. Livia.com or 855-GO-LIVIA. Voted Minnesota's best weight loss program.
Make sure you move. Baby, you know
and now, a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Okay, girls, which goes better, the silver chain or the pearls?
The chain.
An amateur's mistake. Can't you see that the chain accentuates the many folds of that turkey-like neck?
Well, that may be, but the pearls draw attention to the non-existent bosom. Thank you
for being afraid. This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk and streaming right now on the My Talk app and on your favorite home device that I will not say because it'll activate it. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for La Dawn La McLean. And you can follow Dawn's European adventures right now by going to My Talk 107.1, or I'm sorry, by going to Dawn at Dark on various social media channels. We mentioned this earlier in our TV talk in hour two. We just mentioned it again. We were talking about Hulu, and Lex is like, Hulu's where it's at, girl.
And we haven't been able to say that in a long time. It was just Handmaid's Tale and Power. Were those the two maybe shows that getting some buzz?
Yeah. Well, we tried something else. We did another TV taste
test. What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Alexis and I tried, and not together, we were in our separate homes, but we tried Reboot on Hulu. Lex, you want to tell the folks what it's about?
Well, we went to go watch What We Do in the Shadows, and because we still have a few episodes of this current season to go, and then we saw advertising for this and thought, oh, well, let's check this out first. And it is about a reboot of a sitcom. It's a comedy about Hulu rebooting a sitcom, and but in like a darker way. And it turns out there's family relations between the original and the reboot. And I laughed out loud at least 20 times. I watched the first two episodes. There are three available. They're half hour nuggets. I love the show so much. It's a nice comic respite from some of the other heavier things that are available. The cast is hilarious. Johnny Knoxville, Keegan-Michael Key, Judy Greer's in it, Rachel Bloom, Paul Reiser. So it's just so funny. I'm loving it. I don't know about you, Jace, but I couldn't get enough. I wanted to watch the whole thing, but you know, we had to go to bed at some point.
I am a step below you. I didn't laugh out loud as much as you did, but I believe this will now be in our repertoire of what we call pacer shows. And if I and that concept is a popular one in the Matheson house. If we watch like an hour long drama that's a little draining or a little serious, we like a good pacer show that's a half hour or less that we can watch when we only have maybe 20 minutes to spare or right before we go to bed and we don't have something heavy on our mind. That's what we mean by pacer shows. When I make that
little
reference,
palate cleanser
too. Little sherbet, Lex. Little sherbet. We now have three of those. We have What We Do in the Shadows. We have Ghosts on CBS.
Oh, right.
Though Colin he watched basically the entire season without me, and we did not discuss this. And I came home from girls' night to discover that he had watched like 8 episodes.
Of Ghosts.
I was not real thrilled with him.
Oh, gosh.
You know how that is, Lex, when your spouse.
Yeah, we cheat on. Yep, that's what happened with Breaking Bad at our house.
When they stream cheat on you and you're not in it, it's very surprising.
Yep.
It's shocking, really. So we're watching Ghosts. We're watching What We Do in the Shadows. And we're going to add this.
What do you love about Reboot?
I like the concept. It's original. Like Alexis said, you know, they're rebooting a Family Matters step-by-step ABC TGIF type show. And that to me right there is funny because that's a touchstone for like Colin's generation and kind of your generation.
Oh, absolutely.
So right there, it's brilliant. You're getting people in their 30s that grew up with Step by Step.
Yep.
So immediately I thought, oh, that's funny because...
And Full House, too. You kind of get vibes
Full House,
of that
I'm
as well.
Sorry. Yeah.
And Family Matters, yeah.
When they show you the old opening credits for it, I did smile because I'm like, wow, the cheesy theme song is just like they were in the 90s. The spinning grins, all of that. And then I love the cast. It is a top-notch cast. And I love seeing Johnny Knoxville outside of Jackass in like a recurring role.
Yeah.
And the writing is really snappy. It's great writing. It has all the ingredients for a good show.
The
I laughed a few
so
times.
The premise is so funny. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm down with it. I'm down with Reboot. Reboot on Hulu if you just tune in is what we've been reviewing.
Try it. Yeah. See what you think.
Uh-huh. And then, I just think it's just very original. I mean, it really, well, and it's from Stephen Levitin who did Modern Family.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not a slouch, man. I mean, he knows how to do a show. And I love that they're a little, you know, this show could be on an ABC. But it's, you know, they cuss a little bit and it's not gratuitous. It's very adult language, but it's not. They don't just throw around cuss words. They talk like these stars probably would. Jaded stars.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like the dialogue between them. There's a lot, like even the first couple minutes. Keegan-Michael Key is returning to the lot for the first time. And he accidentally runs over Johnny Knoxville, but not really. And it's, I don't know. I like the chemistry between them as well. So,
yeah. The other person I'm trying to feverishly Google here is the mom of the young star. Was she in Reno 911?
I don't know, to be honest
with
you. I do not know.
Okay.
You want to research that?
Yeah, I'm Googling right now, but I. We said that as we're watching it. And if you like Reno 911, this character, oh my gosh, it just to see this actor play this role is just a riot.
Well, you can watch it. Let us know. Join the conversation. Go on Hulu tonight and watch Reboot and give us your thoughts tomorrow.
Yes, please.
There's still time to register for listener rewards for September. Win tickets to Beauty and the Beast at Ordway, Seaver's Fall Festival, Origin Pet Food for 3 months.
Ooh.
Gift cards and more, Lex. That's right. Sign up for listener rewards at mytalk1071.com or on our app. Stay right there, everybody. We're going to wrap things up when we return. Here we are. Hour three. Final segment on this Wednesday. The last day of summer.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Bye, get summer. Naked.
Bye, summer.
It's been a hot one.
It's been a hot one. It was hot yesterday. My goodness. Ooh. 92 degrees or whatever the hell it was. Went into the non-air conditioned gym. Ooh. With hot trainer. So it was, he was figuratively and literally hot yesterday.
Wow.
Like, wow. No, just big fans in there. It's like, oh God, I'm miserable. I'm tired. I already don't want
to
be there.
I commend you for continuing to go, Jace.
Thank you, sweetie.
That's commitment right there.
Thank you. He had good dish. Should I spill some tea, Lex?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
It's just dishy. It's just a fun little story to end the show.
Sure.
It just popped in my head when I was thinking about, because I'm seeing them today, right after our little phone call today. But so I'm sitting there working out, and this is it's also like a life lesson, Lex.
Yeah.
You know, always be careful when you tell stories. Like, be careful if you're in mixed company. Like, be careful who's around, because you never know who knows who. You never know who knows who that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So, Hot Trainer was at a gathering over the weekend of a whole bunch of youngins from another station. And I won't say that station.
Okay.
WCCO-TV.
And all right.
So, Hot Trainers with all these, and some, a producer came back for the weekend, had moved, come back, whatever. And they had like a kind of, hey, welcome back kind of party. And, yeah. and he was saying there was a majority of young folks, and they all start talking. Someone starts it and they go, do you know how much the Jasons hate each other? And Hot Trainer's ears kind of perk up, and they were talking about myself and Jason DeRussia, and they started talking about this fantastic, just like not even reality, Lex, this made up, it's like a walking, talking tabloid story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They start talking about this hatred that we allegedly have for each other and have had for years, and how we don't like each other. We sabotage each other. Just nonsense. And Hot Trainer standing in the middle, Lex.
Oh my gosh.
And he's listening to them talk about me and then, or talk about,
yeah,
well, us.
Yeah.
And me. Yeah. So then they start individually. They mention, oh, well, you know, Something along the fine lines of, they both drive me crazy. That line came out. So at this point, Hot Trainer feels the need to intervene. And he goes, hey, in some version of this, I'm not quoting him directly, but Lexi goes, hey, FYI, before this gets any more uncomfortable, I just need you to know that Jason Matheson is a friend of mine.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
And I'm in the gym, Lex, and I'm suddenly loving it.
Like, yeah, I don't care.
This is hysterical. I love this. So I texted Amelia. I said, Amelia, you gotta get control of those youngins over there. I said, because they're out of control. I said we're laughing back and forth. I said, here, the truth of the matter is, and this is what's so absurd, I don't hate DeRussia, and vice versa. I think if DeRussia was here, he would say the same thing. It's lunacy. It's just crazy. I like Jace. I certainly don't hate the guy. you know, we're
but you're not like best friends or anything, or you're not even like, would you, you probably wouldn't even consider him a friend, but there's no bad, there's no bad blood.
Yeah, no, oh no, well, Lex, I'm not acting like we're going camping together.
Oh, no, 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 I'm saying, I'm just saying, like, I'm saying, yeah. It's not, you know, it's, yeah.
We're competitors.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to paint the picture that, yeah, you're not best friends, but you're not enemies.
And
yeah,
we're not really.
Professional competitiveness, for sure. Yeah.
We are socially, we socially know each other.
Yes.
It's not like I'm hanging out. Don't you think, Lex, that's a good way to describe
it? Right, well, I mean, and the fact that you texted Amelia and not him after this. You know what I mean? That's right. So
we know all TV people don't know each other. But anyway, so
I just wanted to clarify that because if they're, you know, going, wait a second, you know.
No, we're not like social friends. Yeah. We're just, we see each other at stuff and I give him a hug and.
Makes you wonder what he's saying, though.
I know.
Where are they getting this?
Damn dirt? You, DeRussia. Where are you getting that?
What are you saying, DeRussia?
I don't think he's saying anything. I think he likes me. And
who's now a radio competitor?
I know. I know. So that's why I said to Austin, I said to Hot Trainer, I go, we're competitors. I said, you know, we work at competing, but that's silly. I mean, you know, that's not even, that's so silly. I've never subscribed to that. And Jason's a news guy. I'm not a news guy. I host a silly TV show, you know, and Lex and I host a silly radio show. We're not even, you know, any hoodly doodly.
Mm-hmm.
It just cracked me up. It was just a lesson in how outlandish stories can be and just get away. You know, it starts like the game of telephone, Lex. You know what I mean? It's like story starts and then someone else tells somebody and then a rumor starts and then that person tells the next person. And then before you know it, you're being talked about over shrimp cocktail at a party. And
yep.
So for the record, I want the listening public to know, I don't hate Jason DeRussia. I delike him. Duh, a lot. There we go. And it did make my workout better, Lex.
Oh,
it made the workout better.
Yeah.
And then I started sweating again. What, sweetie?
Doing a few extra reps.
Gossip reps. It was back day. I was like, oh, God, can I just leave? I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's hot, girl. No air conditioning. I was like, can we just leave? Let's just wrap this up. So, Lex and I are having a meeting today about Project Down and Dirty. We're going to have an update tomorrow, right, Lex? He's coming on the show.
Yes, he is.
Jayton, the director, the grand poobah of the Twin Cities Film Fest, is going to join us. There's a twist, Lex. Like any good movie, like any good show, there's a twist.
Wow! And we need your help.
You are going to help us. So you'll find out what that is. It's actually going to be a lot of fun. And it's a little wrench they're throwing into the process. And don't forget, Project Down to Dirty starts on Tuesday and goes through the week.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, Lex. I know, Lex. I'm trying not to think about it too much because it's starting to get stressful.
Well, and you're going to be gone. Well, Dawn comes the day before. You're gone this weekend.
Yep. I know. Girl, believe me. Trying to get all my stuff done before I hang out with Mickey Mouse and Goofy and Pluto and Donald and Minnie and
Elsa
and Moana and
Avatar people.
Anna and Elsa. Yeah. Chewbacca. Darth Vader. Yeah. That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
Funny, funny. Yes. You be you. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much. We'll see you tomorrow for Thursday. Donna and Steve up next. Bye for now.
It's a beautiful day.